מסכת מנחות, פרק י"ב, משנה ה', מנחת נסכים, which is flour mixed with oil, and the נסכים of wine are brought whenever an עולה or a שלמים are offered. In the last משנה we said that a person could also donate wine by himself, by itself, to the בית המקדש, without an animal קורבן. Here we'll talk about if somebody's allowed to donate wine without flour or an oil, or oil without flour and wine. Mishnah says, "Mitnadabim yayin, ve'en mitnadabim shemen divrei Rabbi Akiva." According to this opinion of Rabbi Akiva, you're allowed to donate wine alone without flour and oil, but you're not allowed to donate oil alone without flour and wine. This is the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Tarfon omer, "Mitnadabim shemen." Says Rabbi Shimon, you're also allowed to donate oil on its own as well. So Rabbi Akiva, only wine. According to the Bitarfon, also oil in addition to wine. They'll explain their opinions. Amar Bitarfon, ma matzinu bayayin sheba chova uba nedava, af hashemen ba chova uba nedava. Says the Bitarfon, just like we see that wine comes as an obligation with a korban and also comes as a donation on itself, so same thing with oil. It comes as an obligation together with the korban. It can also be brought by itself. There's no reason to think that when it comes to wine, it could be brought on its own, and oil cannot be brought on its own. Amar lo Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva said to him, lo, you can't compare oil to wine for the following reason. Im amarta b'yayin sheken hu karev chovato bifnei atzmo. If you say that wine could be donated and brought by itself, we could say that this is because it's offered as an obligation with the korban, and therefore it's offered by itself. When wine comes to be brought together with a korban with flour and oil, it's not mixed with flour and oil. Rather, the wine is poured by itself on the mizbeach, while the flour and the oil are separated as a mincha. So therefore, it makes sense that wine could be brought by itself as a voluntary offering. Tomad b'shemen she'eno karev chovato b'fnei atzmo. I could just say the same thing for oil. It's never offered as an obligation with the korban by itself. It's mixed together with flour. The oil and the flour are a combination between the two. So oil, even though like wine, like we spoke about, is brought together with a korban, it's never offered by itself. It's always mixed together with flour. So therefore, since oil is never brought by itself as an obligatory offering, it can't be brought by itself without the flour and the wine as a voluntary offering. That's the rationale of Rabbi Akiva, how he answers Rabbi Tarfon. En shenayim mitnadabim isaron echad. Two people are not allowed to donate an isaron, a flour, in partnership together. When it comes to a mincha, the pasuk tells us that a single person is allowed to bring a mincha, but there's no partnerships for a mincha. Aval mitnadabim ola ushlamim, but partners, two people could donate together in ola or shelamim. The Torah only restricts a mincha being brought in partnership, but other voluntary korbanot are allowed to be brought by two people together. Uba'of afilu perida ahat, with a bird korban, they're allowed to be brought together, even one small bird, a little tiny turtle dove or a pigeon. It's not considered to be disrespectful for people to partner together, even to bring a little small bird. That's considered to be okay.